Welcome to Off the Cuff with SDJ, a podcast about everyday life from the spiritual, the physical, and the metaphysical perspective. Each week, I'll bring you episodes that have a casual, laid-back, informal, and spontaneous look at this thing we call life. I'm Sunny Dawn Johnston. Now let's get started. Hello, 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 my friends. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Off the Cuff with SDJ and my friend over here, John Holland. I finally got it figured out which way to go. It only took me 2 months.
High five, Sunny. High five.
Yeah, let's do that. Woo! Oh, okay. There you go.
Woo! There you go.
All right.
Not every day you can say Sunny Dawn Johnston touches you.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Thanks for being here. Thanks, everyone, for joining us today. I want to just do a real quick introduction for those of you. I can't imagine that some of you don't know John, but if you don't know John, I want to share a little bit, just a short part of his bio, because he's got a very long bio with lots and lots of information. This is the short version of the bio. John Holland is an internationally renowned psychic medium, spiritual teacher, author, and radio host. His public demonstrations offer audiences a rare glimpse into the fascinating subject of mediumship, which he delivers in his own unique, fascinating, wonderful style, explaining the delicate process of raising his own vibrational energy to link with the spirit from the other side. He's able to deliver messages, which he does with clarity, passion, and the utmost integrity. John has spent a significant part of his life developing his psychic and mediumship abilities, spent 2 years in intensive studying in the UK, where he got thorough grounding and training to become one of the most sought after professional mediums on the world stage today.
Wow. Woo! Jesus, who's that?
Hey, that's that cool guy right there. Welcome, my friend. Thank you so much.
Oh, please. Thank you. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. So that, you know, I read that where you got thorough grounding. I would love to hear how you're doing in that in the last 3 or 4 months. Like that, you know, I've been telling people, I've always felt like I'm really good at grounding and centering and kind of holding my own energy. And man, I've had some times over the last 3 or 4 months where I suck, you know? How are you doing?
Well, a lot of people, Sunny, I said this on a broadcaster, I think back in April or May, when this all started happening, you know, and it's, you know, you're watching the news, a lot of people were asking me, John, can you come on and give us hope? I wasn't there. Mm-hmm. I'm just like you guys. I mean, yes, I connect to spirit, but I'm still a man. You know, I say that. That's why I'm still a guy. Yeah. So I went through the same thing. I was scared. I went into my poverty mentality as a child because we were on welfare. And I went to that place of my house, my dog, my work. And it took like 3 weeks, honey, for me to just, but I watched, you know, we'll talk about tips, what to do, what not to do. But I heard an interviewer say to a newscaster in the beginning, what can you tell? She was a therapist, a psychotherapist. And she said, what can you tell all the millions of people that are watching this broadcast right now? What can you tell them that would give them that who are afraid or nervous right now, or they're scared? And she said, we're in unprecedented times. If we hear that again, and you know, and this is the new normal. Sometimes that doesn't help. So she said, well, the best advice I can give, she said, because a lot of people don't know how to deal with this because this has never happened to us in our lifetime. Maybe an older generation it did, you know, a different virus. But she said, all you can do right now is know what you can control and know what you can't control. And that did it for me right there. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. And what do I mean by that? It means I can control how much news I watch. I can control how I'm taking care of my body. I can control who I'm letting in to my life, you know, with boundaries about all this. I'm in control of exercising, going out with my dog, and you realize what you can't control. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't, and you can't control the government. You can have a voice right now, but there are some things you can't control. So once I got that, it was better. But I went through my highs and lows, though, Sunny. I'm telling you, you know, it's just when you think you have good. This is how I am. Okay. I'm not a any, you know, all I know we'll get through this together, that I have to say, okay? But I was I have good days and I have bad days, not really bad, not as bad as they were, because now we know what's happening. You know, there's a lot of, you know, and I'm surrounded by medical people. My brother works at a long-term care place. A friend of mine's brother is a microbiologist. She's a physical therapist. Her sister's head of diabetes is a hospital. Her uncle helped genetic research with, you know, from years ago, and he won like a, you know, huge medical award. So I'm surrounded by the science. So I listen, that's what I listen to. And I follow the rules, and I'm in New Hampshire right now, and I see what's happening, but I started watching the news immediately. You can't. I don't stop my day off.
Right? Yeah.
I don't start my day off with it, and I don't go to bed with it. I'll watch just to catch up on the local news or world news tonight with David Muir, just to see what's happening, just that half an hour, a little after I eat, and that's it. Yep. So, and to stay grounded.
Yeah.
We can go, we're in New Hampshire. Our numbers are, we're low. We're really, really good. I go to the park. I walk the dog. Only thing I'm missing is I need to get out to on a boat. And I will do that. That grounds me. Walk it. Thank God I have an animal. And Sunny, and for all the people who are watching this, Sunny, too, I'm by myself.
Yeah.
You know, I'm by myself. Yeah. I mean,
that's got to be challenging, too, because you're literally like you've got your animal, which I know is like your son. But you're still like, literally you don't have that exchange, which some of us are going, God damn, I wish I was by myself for a minute.
you know what? I said to you for the longest time, Sunny, I've been with you many times at Celebrate Your Life. And you know what, Liz, you know, beautiful woman and organization she is. And I kept saying, I've been doing this for 17 years now. Traveling, you know, and I plan to do more here, a lot of stuff happening. And I said, I just want to just stay home more and be with my dog as he's getting old. Well, I got it. And people are like, you asked for this. I'm like, well, not with the, not under these conditions, you know?
And I don't think you asked the rest of us.
Right. Yeah.
Just saying.
Right. I'm just, you know, to stay grounded too, Sunny, because I know you'll ask that I'm very selective of who I let talk to me about this now, okay? Because in the beginning, people were calling during the day, and I'm very selective of how much I talk about this. And I have my tribe. I have people around me that I could call, you know, my spiritual mentors and stuff too. And I listen to other speakers. I listen to Cheryl Richardson, Kerry Richardson, Gabby Bernstein, Carolyn Mace. I reach to them and watch their wisdom, what they're going through also. So, like I said, and now the weather is here. I'm exercising more. So little by little, and you have to take this a day at a time, just like someone who has a drinking issue, you know, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, you know? Yeah.
And I think too, that, you know, that's a piece that for me as well has been the getting outdoors and staying in my body, not checking out. Cause I think a lot of people are really wanting to, because of the fear and because of the concern and the lack of control, they're either going into the drinking or the drugs or wanting to isolate. And so being outdoors and being connected with Mother Earth and with nature and our animals, I think has been really helpful and could be helpful for those of you maybe that aren't doing that. That's a really good step in the right direction.
Well, it is. And don't forget, I mean, when this happened too, though, I'm a medium. So are you. We've been practicing this. We know when this all started happening, I'm sorry, all my spiritual tools went right out the window. They went right out the window, but they're there for you guys. And here's some great advice. If you're constantly freaking out here, I'm not so much anymore. Okay. It's when I watch too much news or I get anxious with all this, because if you're watching, they're saying, okay, this is an ending. It's kind of, okay, let's talk about the next wave. And I'm like, damn, can we just deal with this first, right?
Present, so, right here.
Remember your spiritual practice of meditating, okay, everyone? Try to stay connected, because when you're too much here, you forget you're a spiritual being. What's missing? Whatever's missing, that spiritual part of you, that light, that feeling, that piece of your soul, you're gonna try to fill that hole with something else. Drinking, worry, anxiety, taking care of other people. You know, see what I mean? So watch that. And I heard there was an insurance commercial recently, and they have a new app. I don't know what insurance company is, but it's not my quote. I really wish it was. if you just work on just 5 minutes tapping into God, the universe, putting your energy there so you can go there and get that peace, that calm for a little while anyways. So when you're connected, you're protected. Mm-hmm. Isn't that great? I'm like, damn, I wish I thought of that. And I don't mean protection like you're not going to, you know, I don't want anyone to get ill, but protected meaning if you're here, it's going to stop the worry. It's going to stop the anxiety.
Yeah. Then we can stay in our own bubble of being affected by everything around us so intensely.
That's right. So that's what I'm doing now. And it's funny. A lot of people too, they're like, well, now you can do, remember, Sunny, you and I do a lot of events. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot planned, but less, okay? Yeah. And so now that's all changed. And someone said, well, now you get to do it at home. And they don't realize that it's different than getting on a plane or driving, getting on stage and then getting off and then that's it. Right. Now we are recreating how we work on Zoom and getting, you know, Zoom classes. And you got to do what you have to do. So, you know, I needed to pull up my big boy pants and just get on with it, you know. But I am thankful. Every time you're nervous, guys, or I can't believe this, try to remember what you are thankful for. If your foot touches the floor in the morning, I think that's a good thing.
That's right. That's a good day. Right.
Yeah.
Good day.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's been challenging. And I think it is, you know, one of the things just mentioned is a lot of people, those of us that are being speakers, you know, I canceled 10 events over 3 months. And one of them was my trip to Peru that I would be leaving for on Saturday.
I'm sorry.
So there's a lot, there's loss for a lot of people. So people are experiencing grief of, you know, what isn't happening right now. But at the same time, there's other blessings that are happening. So have you been able to find, like, what's been one of the blessings for you, John?
My house is immaculate. My house is immaculate. Well, you know what it is too, is I've spoken to a lot of people that I haven't to in a long time. They'll pop into my head. I'm like, I wonder how they're doing. So I'm touching base with a lot of people, not that I lost touch with, but it's been a while. So that's one blessing that I'm going through. And I'm trying to help as many people as I can, not just through this work, but with some charities also. Yeah.
Sure. Talk about charity, because I've watched you raise lots of money for this charity, and you do such great, great work. And I know it's so important to your heart.
Yeah, my animal charity. Yep. Named after my dog. And but I'm in a community right now. I'm in a small town in New Hampshire, and we have our own Facebook page. When this all started, people were like, I have extra paper towels if you need me to go to the grocery store. And here are people in my town. We may not know each other, but there was people were reaching out saying, can I help somebody? You know, so I thought that was beautiful. I really, really did.
Yeah, that's a great blessing. That's one of the things I created right after it started on St. Patrick's Day. I created a community called Hearts Helping Humanity and asked just for support and if people needed help. And we've been able to match thousands of people together, people that wanted to give and then people that wanted to receive.
Right.
And whether it was giving, you know, food or baby formula or diapers or whatever. And it was a way that we could feel like it's something you can control, you know, it's something that you can do to be of service to somebody else. And that was so important to me. And then of course, the ripple effect of that is it makes a difference for everybody else as well.
Yeah. Somebody said here too, Sunny, I feel like crying today. I understand that. And it's okay. And if you're going to cry, have a good one. Yeah. Let it out. Because when you're crying, your heart center, that beautiful energy center, every scar, every joy, every sorrow, it's etched upon that. So when you have a cry, it's almost like a release for the woman who said that. I can't see.
Mara Lawler. Yes.
Yep. Yep.
Yes. Yeah. That's beautiful. So we talked earlier and we're like, okay, well, what are we going to talk about? We're like, whatever. It's off the cuff. But one of the things that you had mentioned, and I do think this is something especially for people who are more sensitive than the average person, which there's a lot of us, probably everybody watching, you're probably one of those, right? That just has a strong sensitivity and how we don't, because we have to fine tune that. We don't want to shut it down, but we also don't want to be so exposed that we're just like, all the time. So what do you suggest for that, John? Because I know that's a challenge for you. I mean, obviously the work we do.
Well, yeah. I mean, luckily, like I said, I am surrounded by the medical people, you know, and my brother and my, you know, some other friends. But know that you have, if you're feeling, you know, we're all sensitive beings. You hear the word empath. I mean, that's the new word for the past couple of years, too. you are a sensitive being. There's no way, and I'm tired of apologizing for being so sensitive, mm-hmm. but I got to watch it though. I have to watch it because one thought, something just happened the other day. And this is why I'm totally honest with everybody. Somebody said something the other day and it started off here and then it spiraled. Mm-hmm. And I just went into, it's cognitive behavior also. Mm-hmm. And I learned this growing up in an alcoholic home. Know when you're going into it, people who are raised in an alcoholic home, worry as a child turns into anxiety as an adult. So that's where my, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I had to say, okay, slow down, Joy. I catch myself. All right. I catch myself and say, all right, you know what? Okay. I'm just feeling everything. And I just pull back with it. You have an aura that reaches out to everybody, guys, and everything. There is a way to turn away from your aura, not really turn it away, just pull it in, guys. And I'm going to say this again, Sunny. Are you selective, Sunny, with your boundaries with people?
I am selective, and not all. I don't. Sometimes I suck, but most of the time I'm very selective. Especially lately, I have been.
Right.
Because I just don't have it. Right. I don't. We don't have the energy in order to maintain what we're maintaining and support and serve. I don't have it to give to the level that maybe I would otherwise.
Right. And be selective. And I'm not saying don't be there for people, but if you know someone, now, Sunny, I know you know this, many people here. Someone just said, I've never heard someone say apologize for sensitivity. You know, when someone says you're too sensitive, well, I'm sorry. It's one of my abilities. Right. Yeah, so, God, I forget where I was going with that because that threw me off.
Boundaries. You're talking about boundaries.
Yes. Yeah. Some of you who are watching this too, and you too, Sunny, do you have somebody in, I got a lot of people in my life and, there are some people that go into, you feel drained when they leave, and other people rev your engine where it's too much, where it's like, slow down. You know what I mean? They're like coming like this, coming at you. So I have some people. And so I have to be aware. I know that person has a lot of energy. It doesn't mean they're bad people, but mm-hmm. I have to watch myself because they're very forceful with their energy. So I have boundaries, mm-hmm. and I can't talk to people in the morning before 9 o'clock. I have to have my coffee. I have to take my dog out. When someone starts going, talking really fast about work at 8:30 in the morning, not for me. I'm not a 9-to-5 kind of person, Sunny. We start our day maybe after 11 and I can't, and I'm getting used to also desk time. I've never sat on my ass so much than I'm doing now, planning everything too,
Have you had to adjust to that? So desk time, one of the things I've noticed, not having the same, opportunities to be out and teaching, whether that's traveling or teaching, because I have a healing center. And so I would teach there, one or two nights a week if I wasn't traveling, not just the sitting and at the desk, but my freaking eyes, that's why I'm wearing these glasses. They're supposed to be blue blockers or something that are supposed to make me be able to see better. Like, have you noticed that the energy, does it feel different in what you're creating because you're not doing it the way you normally do it? Like, do you feel like the energy is coming through the same as it would on stage? Because I've had people ask me that and channeling it in the same way. And it feels different to me.
When I'm working, doing, planning things, I've got 6 books out, but writing for me wasn't like, here comes all the channeled information. It was, got to get the first sentence right. I have to end it on a positive note here. So that part hasn't changed. Okay. I kind of like do that to my mind, but I've done, I worked with Forever Family Foundation, helping parents heal. So I've been doing Zoom readings, small ones. And when you're in an audience, everyone, you have to realize that you're feeding off of everybody's energy. So are we, right? And you see all these shows on TV now, like America's Got Talent. They're gonna, for the first time, there's no audience of 3,000-5,000 people there. But when you're in an audience doing what I do, you feel the excitement. People are talking to each other. They're talking beforehand. Zoom, you're just in a box.
Right.
You're just in a box. So my lovely friend Lauren Rainbow, and she and I have a new product coming out soon, which I'm excited about. She said what she does is, and to do this work, honey, you got to be engaging. You got to keep your energy up because I don't think it's going to be fun for someone to watch 2 slow hours of you doing reading. So what we do, and if you got all the faces in front of you, you're not going to have them all on applauding. So we just do this. Mm-hmm. When, you know, to get the, so it's, I'll say, guys, where's the hands? It gives me energy also. Energy, and it's a way to, absolutely. So that hasn't changed. The information's still coming through as accurate as ever. Maybe even, maybe even more so. And
you can focus more, right?
Yep. So that and I'm having a good time. I see everybody's faces. I'm having a good time. So I'm still seeing them. But what people don't realize, if you ever watch Sunny and I and you do something Zoom with us, know that your camera is on. Know that your camera is on. I'm like, ooh, no, honey. No, don't do that. You know? Yeah.
So, hey, I've got a story about that. I have a client who was doing a Zoom. And she was in the almost at the end, last 20 minutes or so. And literally a woman took her phone into the bathroom and took her clothes off and got in the shower and got out of the shower and picked up her phone. the whole
It's a whole different kind of show.
that was not. That's not what they were looking for. But I always remind people, make sure that you know we can see you in whatever you're doing.
Yeah, and everybody else.
So one thing that you taught me, John, you might not remember this, but...
Just the one?
This is one that you just reminded me of. You've taught me a lot of things, but this is one that you just reminded me of, is you just said, you know, when I'm writing, because I think a lot of people are writing right now as a way of processing and releasing. And so people are coming up with ideas and wanting to write books and things too. And one time we were at one of the speakers dinners and one of my, I think it was maybe my second book maybe was coming out. And so you said to me, so Sunny, have you figured out if you're a writer or an author? And I'm like, is that a trick question? And you said, no, do you know what you are? Are you a writer or an author? And I said, what's the difference? And you said, well, a writer like writes and enjoys the writing, and an author enjoys the process of enjoys the speaking and the teaching and the sharing and the marketing. And I'm like, oh, I'm an author, because this writing shit, if I could be an author without writing, I would.
Yep. But it is getting, I don't know how many you have now, Sunny. How many you have out now?
20.
Right. So it does get easier. And then for anyone who's writing too, and I do recommend, do a soul journal right now, guys. It's okay for the woman who says, I'm crying. It's okay to write this down. You're communing with your soul. You're getting it out. And you have to realize this too. And I realized it, you know, weeks ago. We're grieving. We're grieving the way things used to be. We're grieving the hugs. I'm half Italian. I'm a hugger. I'm a toucher. You know, my poor dog, he's like, enough, you know. So it's but I am a exactly. And when it comes, I say, you know, when it comes to writing, they should be you know, journaling also. But you know, some writers, it just flows in, and you know, but for me, it doesn't. It's work, but it is getting, you know. And if you're a writer, this is what happens. Now, I know you know this. I know we're changing subjects a little, but it's all tied in. You're right. And then at the end, now some of you are going to be surprised to hear this. By the end of the book, you're reading it, you've read it, you reread it, you read it, you reread it, and you say, this sucks. This sucks. It's boring. I repeated. That's just you, guys. Every author, I think, goes through that. And then what happens, it gets put away, and then months before it comes out again. And then when you read it, now this is not ego or being conceited. I'll read something. I'm like, who wrote that? I did.
Right.
And so I'm like, wow, that's pretty good. But I have to stay away from it for a while. And I'm not tooting my own horn. It's just that my writing has got, and I know what comes from me and what comes from spirit. Because if there's some work, there's some sections in there that it's just not in my vocabulary.
Right. Yeah. And it's not the way that you would say things or the perspective. It's just such a higher, I wish that I could just write a whole book that way, because I think that'd be easier, because I don't like it when it's my turn. You know, when it's coming through me, great. But when it's not and I have to find it, I'm like, ah, and I don't know how to, you know. For those of you that are writing, here's another thing. I quit school when I was 15 years old. So 10th grade education, not even finished 10th grade. And so punctuation. I don't know if you're great at that. I'm great at spelling, but punctuation and grammar, I'm telling you, everything in my book is a dot, 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 everything, dot, 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 dot. I don't know what the hell to put there. And that created some insecurity for me initially. And then I realized, you know what, that's what editors are for. They help you with those things. So you just get the message out. And even if you're just writing just for the soul journaling, just get it out of your body. So you create the space for something that's maybe a higher vibration.
Right. And you may sit down. Some people, the writing teachers teach you to write in short increments from 10 to 12. Just write that. Okay. But I find for me that when I go to sit down at my desk and the mind starts coming into it, it doesn't really work. Okay. Maybe the crown chakra is cut off. I mean, or it's not opened enough, but I noticed something that inspiration comes when I'm not focused on my writing, when I'm watching TV or when I'm walking the dog or I'm doing something else, something comes in and I say this, I'll have to remember that, but we never do. You've ever had a great idea? You're like, I'm going to remember that. And you're like, what was that idea? Yeah. So I recommend either put it into your phone. Yeah. I have I try to stay away from technology at night. I have a journal, a small notebook on my table. So when I do get some inspiration in words, and then when you go back to that journal, you're going to see a lot of wisdom, a lot of inspiration you can get other stuff from. So have one at the end of your bed, maybe a little notebook, or also one in different parts of the house.
Yeah, I keep one by the tub because the tub is where the water is my thing. I connect with water and messages come through with water. So I keep a notebook by the tub and by the bed and then my phone if I need it in other places. So that's actually a really great tip.
Yep. Great tip.
All right. So let's see. Let's talk about shutting down. Because that was one of the things with when we talk about sensitivity, and I've had this myself. I've done this, and I'm not usually a shutter downer. I'm not usually a pull in kind of person, but I've recognized that even in some of the energy and the challenge of not just the pandemic, but all of the things that are going on and the deep conversations with racism and the deep conversations that we're having with our community and things like that, that for me, I've had to really kind of pull in and get, there's a difference between pulling in and shutting down.
Right.
And I think that sometimes we think we're pulling in and we're actually shutting down. And when we're shutting down, then we're pushing all of the love and the support and the kindness and all that away too. So do you ever shut down? And do you have some suggestions for not doing that?
The other day, Sunday, remember everyone, you're a physical being and a spiritual being. You're a soul that comes with the body, not a body that comes with the soul. All right. So you have all this energy inside you. Okay. So it's very, very precious. So I know someone will say, okay, well, shutting down is good. What happened the other day, Sunday, I was fried. I was at my computer for 2 hours and it wasn't working. Nothing was working. That's a point where I had to just pull away. Yeah. Okay. Someone's like, okay, I'm shutting down. I shut down the computer, but I didn't shut off. Do you understand?
Right.
So
right.
I really haven't shut down. But sometimes I need my space where and you're thinking, well, wait a minute, you've got all the space you want. There's a difference, guys.
Yeah.
There's sitting by the beach space where you're by yourself, okay, enjoying it, and then there's being in the hall in your house. So, just be. I think we're all learning too, Sunny. Though we're all learning, you know, how to do this. So, not to shut down. I don't know, Sunny. What would you do? I'm asking. Let me flip it right back on you.
So for me, what I realized is that. When I am not feeling like I have the answers, normally I go within and I get quiet and then I kind of get the guidance that I'm looking for. But when I don't feel like it was a family situation and it was also Sunday and my husband and my son were, arguing about the things that are happening in our world and they were on opposite ends and I was in the middle, but I didn't feel heard. So what I did, because I tried to calm it and that wasn't working. And so what I did, instead of just going within to get quiet for myself, I was feeling out of control and trying to fix it.
Right.
And so I was shutting, I ended up shutting down and kind of pushing them both away, not because I just needed my own time, but because it was more because I was hurt. And so I think that what I know for myself is when I do that, I need to communicate.
Right.
I need to express. And a lot of times when we shut down, it's because we're not feeling heard. And sometimes the expression isn't even about the other people's response. It's about us expressing it. So what I do, I came to this. This is my book right here. This is what I came to. So I express there, and then it gives me the clarity so that I don't shut down and push away, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that does make sense. Because you can shut down, in retreat. But I think shutting down and turning away, like you said, Sunny, going in is not shutting down.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're still tapping in. But I think too many people shut down and they go to that headspace, they go to that mental space, and that, you know, and it's okay to say this. Many of us, a lot of the world, we don't know what to do right now either, because it's something that we're learning as we're going.
Yeah.
And know that it's okay if everyone's going to go through their own emotion. And that's why I'm careful with boundaries, or I'm not going to have someone say, you need to, you need to. And it's okay. This is for everybody. It's okay to reach out to a therapist. It really, really is. Or a counselor. Sometimes, everyone, Sunny, you know this. Sometimes your best friend is not a therapist.
Right.
You understand? Okay. Sometimes, and sometimes people need to just talk about without getting advice. Sometimes you just need to dump. You know what I mean? And someone, you know, and a therapist is there to listen to you. So no, it's okay to reach out. And now everything is, you can get a therapist online. You can get a therapist for free. But remember, not every family member and not every friend is a therapist.
Right.
Okay. So it's okay to best friends and friends are, you know, they can help you in some ways, but know when you need a therapist. Same thing when someone loses someone, Sunny, when people want to run to a medium, I have to discern. They don't need a medium right now. They need a grief therapist.
Right, right. Yeah. And a lot of times that's really critical. One of the things you just said that I think is important to remember is that sometimes you just want to dump. And what I've learned is to say, okay, so are you looking for a solution or are you just wanting to dump or bitch right now? Because if you're just bitching, that's great. I can totally hold that space. Because if you aren't just bitching and I think you're looking for some guidance, my nature is to guide. So I'm going to guide. So you got to tell me you're just, hey, I'm just bitching, Sunny. Okay, cool. Just bitch. That's fine. Because we need that for sure.
Well, yeah. And this is for everyone. I teach this in my Power of the Soul workshop. Many of us have people around us that they'll call you if they're feeling down or they broke up with someone or they're having a relationship issue and they call you. Remember, I keep saying your energy is precious, your soul energy. Okay. So you're giving out that energy to someone. You're trying to help someone who, we'll just use a girlfriend or a guy who calls and they have the same problem with their relationship and they call you all the time. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, why don't you do this? How about this? You're there for the person. And they keep going back, not fixing the issue. So the energy that you gave, that precious energy, is going to waste. Every time you listen to them, you are enabling them.
Yep.
You understand? Now, everyone's going to say, are we not supposed to help friends and family? Yes, but there's going to get a point where if they're not doing, or if you're giving, and they're not implementing some of the ways that you're trying to help or the techniques or something, it's time for them to say to them, you know what? I feel I've helped you as much as I can. I think you need to go to somebody else. And you're going to say, but what if it's my mother, my child? Same thing, guys. Okay.
It is. Yeah,
because right now, Sunny, this is hard for me right now. It's extreme self-care, taking care of myself because we're givers. I chose a life of service. So now, extreme self-care, meaning watching what you eat, going to bed early, doing something different with yourself, you know, whether you take a class or pottery or something at home, it doesn't matter. And a lot of people think, Sunny, self-care is selfish. No, it's not. It's a necessity.
Right.
You have to, guys, especially now. There are some people that hide themselves in their bubble and they're staying away. I've talked to some people, some friends, they don't even know what's happening in the news. And I said, haven't you heard about so-and-so? And she's like, nope. So I don't know if I don't think it's a bad thing. I like to be informed what's happening, but some people, they refuse. And I don't know how someone could not see what's going on, because all you got to do is just go on your browser for whatever, you know what I mean? It's all right there, but they don't indulge in it. They don't engage in it. They know what's happening, but you know, for their own sensitivity, they have to be, well, there you go, shut off from the outside world in their own little bubble.
Yeah. Yeah. And those boundaries are okay to maintain, and not even okay, but critical for your own, to honor yourself. And somebody mentioned on here, you know, energy vampires. And yes, I think that's a perception, but what I've always thought is, but it's our responsibility to not allow that to happen. So we can blame it on the energy vampire, but it's us that's taking, that it's our responsibility to do something with our energy or not continue.
Yeah. And the people that they call them psychic vampires, it doesn't mean they're bad people.
Right.
It's just that they don't have enough of their own enforcement, so they're taking it from you. And like you said, it's boundaries. And Sue Mortar, okay, we love Sue, okay,
yes,
energy cords. I said to her, because when I go to the Celebrate Your Life, I listen to the other speakers, and I'll go to see the Greg, the Sunnies, the Sues, and the Sonias or the Denises. And I asked Sue, I said, what do you do about psychic for the people who say, who take energy? She said, when this isn't an alignment, this isn't affected.
Right.
And I went, absolutely. So when you're connected, you're protected. I said, well, I teach people about the energy centers, put them down, close them up, pull in the aura. She goes, John, when this is in order, meaning your energy centers, you're tuning them up, you're protected this way from other people. But yeah, and you have to be, because one time when I was 30 years old, I was living in California. This one woman who was around me, I didn't know that she was a really good friend. Every time I left her, I felt exhausted. And she's like, what's wrong with you? You're 30 years old. You're a young man. Why are you getting so tired? Little did I know, as I got older into this work, I'm like, it was her. Mm-hmm. She, you see, doesn't matter. They're bad people. They just don't know they're getting their energy. And what happens is you're with them. Sonny, it's almost like teachers in my class. You know when there's a charity, they show the giant thermometer where the funds are? Okay, all right. So most people can relate to that. So you start your day off here. You got a good night's rest. Everything's starting up good. Your hair came out great. And then you meet Moaning Mona. You go into work, and then you say, hey, Mona, how was your – hey, everybody. Hey, Mona, how was your day? I had a great weekend. I went on a boat. I did this with my kids. I gardened. How were you? How was your weekend, Mona? Oh, so there, and then you're talking to that person, and then the thermometer, that energy goes down. Okay. And how does she feel? The woman? Yeah. Great. Exactly. Thank you, John. And I'm like, oh, you know, so yeah. And it, like I said, they're not bad people. Know your energy, guys. You got to, especially now, because we were already sensitive before all this happened.
Yes.
You understand? Yes. And technology is making us, and not only that, Sonny, besides what's happening on the outside world, technology constantly takes us outside our outside world. And I think it's great, or we wouldn't be talking right now.
Right. Exactly.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And yeah.
I say, going through this in
yeah. And we're in a technology world now. Years ago, if something like this was happening in another country, we would know about it right away. We know everything immediately right now. That's why I say, Sonny, do you have your phone beside your bed, Sonny, but when you go to bed?
Most of the time I do.
Okay. Okay. I know people use it for an alarm, okay? I have an Alexa. She wakes me up with music or something. Be careful, because you just had a beautiful night's sleep. Your spirit goes to the other side, into that. It needs to revitalize, just like you. People are like, what? You mean we leave our body? A piece of your soul gets revitalized and then comes back into the body while your physical body is resting. Your spiritual body is getting revitalized. So you come from that beautiful place, that slumber. Maybe you had a good dream, and then you're waking up. Most people, the first thing that they do is reach for their phone, and their foot's not even out. Their foot hasn't even touched the floor. They'll sit there and Instagram, Facebook, and you know, and I say, before you grab the phone, guys, as soon as you wake up, and here's for the woman who said she was crying, start your day off with a positive word: peace, calm, love, prosperity. One word, as opposed to looking on your phone, because it throws you from that beautiful place, boom, right back into the physical. So before you reach for your outer technology, reach for your inner technology.
Yeah. Totally agree. Yeah. I totally agree. And I am I'm a big fan of, so I do use my phone for my alarm, but I'm a big fan of actually not getting on the phone for the first hour. So right. It's there for my alarm, but then I focus on, you know, my meditation and my connection to spirit first and foremost. And for me, I found that if I don't connect here first, then this runs my day. And right. That's not a pretty thing. That's yeah. Not good.
Yeah. And you know what happens? You get up, you go on the phone, you stub your toe, the car doesn't start, the refrigerator just died. It just goes on and on. And then you're pissed off when you're driving. And then you're attracting all this too. Yeah. So, yeah. And another good tip, Sunny, too, not shutting down. If you're saying this, guys, okay, if you're saying, I'm scared, I don't know what's happening, whether it's whether it's what's going on with COVID or not, other things, why do I keep doing this? What's wrong with me? That's your soul's way of saying, when is the last time you checked in? Mm-hmm. Soul check-in. It's like just getting quiet. And it doesn't mean, Sunny, banging gongs, Om Mani Padme Hum, let's do the sage. It's just connecting. The piece of the soul is in your body, all right, which is connected to that source. So connect there once in a while, guys. And the next time you're freaking out, just stop and just connect. And I know some of them, some people are saying, I got kids in the house, I got a husband, I got the dogs. You can find 5 minutes, guys. I don't care if you sit on your back porch on the bottom stairs. Yeah. And if you're saying too, I don't have time to do that.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Because if you got time to do this, scroll, 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 you can have time to tap in.
Yeah. I mean, if you have time to be right here, you have time. So the time is a BS story. It absolutely is. It's a big excuse that a lot of us use. So here's a question that I wonder some people may have, John, is so when you're saying, you know, okay, we don't have to do the meditation and the om and all of those things. And I totally agree, but you're saying let's get connected. So what is a simple one way that you would suggest for somebody who's like, I don't really know what that means or what that looks like? What's a simple way to get connected for someone?
You know, everyone, she's a good interviewer, isn't she? Sunny D is in the house, okay? Yeah, good question. Because some people think it's like, how do you raise your consciousness? And I learned this. I do this anyways with mediumship. We lift our vibe, we lift our energy, and you know, we connect to the other side. It's almost like it's putting your awareness. And I learned this. There's a gentleman who lives in Sedona. Absolutely. Okay. Pete Sanders. His book is called You Are Psychic by Pete Sanders. Now, there's many titles with that, but his is an MIT scientist who ended up going into the reception areas of the body. Look up his work. He has a technique called soul shift. And I realized that's what I was doing anyways. We're all taught, Sunny, bring the soul in here, when in fact, all right, let me just do this for you really quickly. This is his work, and I learned this from him. I always give credit where credit is due. Okay, you know when you see an iceberg, okay, those who've been to Alaska or anywhere or on TV, you see the tip of the iceberg, right? And the most part of it is underwater, all of it, yeah? So that's the brunt of that iceberg. Same thing with the soul. But what you do is flip it upside down. I don't know if you can see this, okay? Yep. Flip it that way. So here's your soul, right? Here you are, right, everyone? Here you are right here. Mm-hmm. So the rest of your soul is there, okay? So all you do is you just put your awareness above you. And it doesn't mean to roll your eyes, guys. It's just when I tell people, as you're staring at me, put your energy to the left wall as you're looking. Mm-hmm. Put it to the right wall. You're still looking at me, right? You're aware. It's just an awareness. Now put your awareness above your head without rolling your eyes. You're touching your soul, all right? You're going there. This is where you can find peace. This is where you can talk to guides. And I said to Joe Dispenza, another buddy of ours, right? I said to him, Joe, I realize that when I'm doing mediumship, I'm in the quantum field. Pete Sanders calls it the soul. I call it the same thing, okay, spirit. He goes, yeah, but John, you're doing something different. Not only are you in the quantum field, you're getting reception. You are communicating with that quantum field. Mm-hmm. So just, guys, and remember, it's just closing your eyes, putting your awareness above you, guys. And the more you do it, and don't go there just to be spiritual. Go there. Look, spirit, I'm having a hard time today. Can you help me? Look, mom, look, dad. This is that's where peace can be found, Sonny. And I'm not saying not to go into the heart area, but this is wisdom up here. Hence the energy centers above the head. God, I love talking to you. I can talk and talk and talk. And these people got, you know, plenty of questions in here.
So one of the things somebody asked is, can you say that the name of the book again? Pete Sanders?
Pete Sanders, and he's in Sedona. You Are Psychic. I love this guy's work. And then I realized when I read his book, and I'm like, oh my God, this is just like my work. Mm-hmm. So I met him at Circles of Wisdom, a bookstore, my favorite bookstore, which is in Methuen now. And I met him there, and he's done some things with me, you know, on when I had Hay House Radio, which I so miss. So look at his stuff, and it's called Soul Shift. And it's the same thing. He just has another title for it, which is Soul Shift. Mine is just connecting, blending. Right. Well, you know, with the other side. And somebody else asked also, I know it's real quick, they want to get more into psychic detective work. You need to look, oh God, I'll think of it. I'm going blank right now. I'll think of her name by the time it comes off. And if Laura, if you're watching this, my love, shoot me her name. She'll kill me if she's watching this. Because I'm all about Sunny right now. She's kind of really beautiful, so.
Well, and I work with an organization called Find Me, and right. We work on psychic detective. We work on missing persons cases all over the world. So there's a whole vetting system to be a part of that. I've been doing that for about 17 years. So if it's something that you really got to fine tune your skills, and I'll just say one thing, it is not, it's probably the hardest work I do.
Of course.
The hardest work I do. So for those of you that are wanting more information about it, that's it's available. Find Me Group too. So, all right, John, I have a couple just lighthearted, fun, playful questions for you. You ready?
Go for it. Yep.
Okay. What is one thing that you use every day that you cannot live without?
I kind of, that I use every day. You mean as a spiritual tool or whatever?
No, just life, just anything.
I mean, besides, of course, obvious, something crazy like a car, but my dog, and I don't want to keep going back to the dog, but he changed my life.
I know your dog is important to you though. That's
yep, it's the walking outdoors. In nature, I'm so blessed that I have a nice, beautiful park there where you can take it's like 300 acres. Mm-hmm. You can take the dog off. So that I can't do without. That and my iced coffee.
Well, that's what I was thinking. So let's see your iced coffee. So I've got iced tea today. Now, yep. What do you have in your iced coffee?
It's just some cream, but it's half caffeine, half decaf.
Oh, that's good because it's later in your area.
Right.
But you told me caffeine doesn't bother you at night.
No, it doesn't bother me. If I drink it at a certain but I have to remember too, though, iced coffee is a diuretic. I need to drink. We all need to drink more water because we are, you know, there's, you know, water in our system. Yeah,
for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. Well, I have iced tea and mine's decaffeinated because I don't do caffeine. So that's what I have with me. OK, what's an interesting fact that most people don't know about you?
Probably, I said it a lot, but they don't know this too, but I'm quite artistic and I am going to start getting back into, I was born really practically drawing. I used to win contests in my age group, college contest for my age, and I never took a lesson. So, really? Yep, is there an artist guide working with me or was it in the genes? So yeah, I love using charcoals and drawing so that's one thing. A lot of people don't know that I'm an artist.
What kind of do you draw? I'm just like images or people or
images, whatever. People, images. It's like I said, I put it down for a while. When I was a kid, I'm just going to be honest with you as always. He bought me the little art kit, you know, and all the pastels. And then I was forced to draw, like draw me an elephant. It took the joy right out of it. Sure. Genesis took the joy right out of it. So, probably that. And a lot of people don't know this. They know about my fund, the CODA fund, which helps animals have life-saving operations. But a lot of people don't know the things that I do that isn't advertised, that I just give away, the parents that I helped, the daffodils that I'll deliver to people that need it. So they don't know that. And that's for me. I don't need to. So when someone comes at you, because all kind, you know, there's all kinds and says, why don't you do this? I'm like, they don't know what I do. So sure. That's the personal side of me. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you do a lot of really heart-based work, I know. So.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Do you remember what the first thing you bought with your own money was?
Wow, good questions. Never got these kind of questions. No, but I can,
you know.
I could tell you this, though. I mean, I don't remember that. But when I was a kid, I was into science, religion, theology, magic, every religious movie that was on TV, chemistry. So I got a chemistry set when I was a kid, and I sold Christmas cards door to door to get it. So, and then when it was there, it reminds me of my mom. There she was at the end of the street here. And she said she was so proud because I wanted it, but they couldn't afford it. And it was this metal box with all, you know, all these samples and microscope and, you know, how you can take blood and stuff. I was fascinated by it. So I sold, that's the very first thing that I think that I did as a job. I sold Christmas cards so I could have my chemistry set.
Wow. Yeah. That's a great story. That's
And I started working when I was 12 years old.
Yeah.
So I worked for a convent and I washed their dishes, you know, as a kid. And what did I do? It was, I forget how much it was on the weekend, but I just went home and I gave it to my mother. Mm-hmm. At 12, didn't hoard it because at 12 years old, I'm just giving it to her because we needed it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why I love this woman, everyone who's watching it on my Facebook page. I interviewed Sunny Dawn Johnson. I have to say the whole name because it just worked. I found out her life story where she was homeless with her child living in the car in poverty and welfare. That's how I grew up. That's my child who was like, so here's a mother. So you get emotional now. Here's this woman, because you had your baby, Sunny, right?
I did, but I lived in a shack, not in a car.
Okay.
I lived in a shack.
Still, Sunny, though. You had nothing, though, Sunny. Yeah. You know, like my, you know, we both parents. I mean, you know, my dad drinking and stuff, too, but it touched me. And you had one child then? You had one kid?
I had one child then, yeah. I was 18 when I got pregnant with my son. And yeah, food stamps and welfare and, you know, the whole story. And the reality of it is I'm so grateful for that now, of course, yep. but then it felt like I just didn't have any value, you know, like I wasn't worthy of taking up space in this world, which is, I think, you know, it sounds like some of the reasons that you do the service work you do is because of some of your history, and some of the reasons I do the service work I do is because of my history. So it all adds to the purpose underlying.
Well, I call in power of the soul. It's called a soul wound. And if something pisses you off or you get emotional for some reason, you got to think, where is this coming from? Mm-hmm. Where is this coming from? When I was a kid, I can't believe what I'm telling you on this interview, but when my mom, I'm just going to say it, you know, mm-hmm. We were running away from my dad, all right? And we had a dog, all right? It was my first dog. It was my brother's dog. Got hit by a car twice, still lived. I took care of it, saved its leg, and fell in love with this dog. It was a Beagle Shepherd. Mm-hmm. We needed to get away from my dad. And where we were going didn't take animals. Mm-hmm. So my mother said, we need to get rid of the dog. And I watched my dog get taken away in the SPCA truck, right? And we never saw him again. Broke my heart. I couldn't stand my mother for doing it. She didn't even tell us we were moving. And went from the inner city to the burbs, right? Mm-hmm. To get away from my dad. And then I was in a relationship where I had a Westie, a girl dog, and the relationship ended. I didn't get the dog. Mm-hmm. I wasn't allowed the dog because that person paid for it and had the contract, and I didn't want to go to court. And just as well, because I went to England. If I had the dog, I never would have went to England because you had to quarantine them years ago, right? I never would have put my dog. So, but I never knew when I got this one there, I knew I would love dogs, but I didn't know I loved animals. And I'm like, why am I so emotional? How did I raise $140,000 for animals to have operation? It goes back, Sonny, to that wound of watching my dog get taken away. Mm-hmm. So if something inspires you or pisses you off, where is that coming from? And I didn't realize till years later, wait a minute, that being animal taken away twice from me, okay, mm-hmm. wounded my soul. But people say, but the soul is powerful. How can it be wounded? It can be affected.
Sure.
It's called soul wound, guys. So if you're very upset about something too, where is that coming from? Where is that coming from? Is it a soul wound? And it might have happened when you were a child. If you're an older adult now at 70, did something happen at 20? Something is going to, you know, that's why when I see those commercials for animals, it's like, okay, I just lose it like a lot of people do. So the soul, it's very powerful, guys. That's why you have to, you have to connect.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you for sharing. All right, my friend. So tell us where people can find you and what's kind of sitting on your heart right now as to where you want to guide somebody. Do you have something that you want to share with them? Announcements down the road, but where are you at today?
The woman whose name, you need to look up Pam Coronado. Pam Coronado. Google it. It'll come up right. Psychic detective. She's been tested. She's worked with police. Most psychic detectives work with police and you don't know about it. Because the police aren't going to say anything to you like we're using a psychic. But she did a TV program with me, and she's also was the president of, at one time, the Remote Viewing Association.
So
she's wonderful. Pam Coronado, that person. And one last person somebody asked too. She's missing her dog. Please, can you connect with that? You need to look up Danielle McKinnon. I just had her. We just did a webinar together. McKinnon. Danielle McKinnon. She's got a team of people that do animal readings, whether the animal's alive or passed away. Mm-hmm. And I read a book, Sunny. Animal, you got animals. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. So I know the life of a dog, and my dog's going to be 13. It's funny. I'll be walking in the park. They're like, oh, how old are you? I'll say 13. The first question out of their mouth is, how long do they live? I'm like, I don't know. Look it up. You know, I'm not putting him down yet, okay?
Right,
doesn't need to be. He's still spry, right? He's getting older, though. His vision's going. And I see that, and I'm working with it. I'm keeping him as comfortable as possible. But I read a book once, and the title is something like The Last Will and Testament of a Dog. Mm-hmm. All right, look it up. It's The Last Will and Testament. This is for that woman who's saying she's having a hard time. Mm-hmm. There's a passage in there where the dog is writing out his will, and he's saying to the owners, please, in time, get another dog. Please don't mourn me too much because I've spent my life trying to make you happy. Don't throw that all away. You're doing a disservice to that spirit animal, to that dog. If you're grieving, 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 that dog has given you so much. Try to focus on the joy that it gave you, guys, okay? Because it's over in the Rainbow Bridge and it will be there for you. And they are still around you. For the woman who said she's crying, if you feel that breeze beside you or that you think you saw something in the corner of your eye, don't explain it away, everyone, because it could be your animal, could be your loved ones.
For sure.
Yeah,
sure.
So what's on my heart right now is I got a lot of things are coming up. I have a new deck coming out with Lauren Rainbow. So excited. Yeah, you'll see tomorrow. I'll let your people know first. So the carton it's not coming out till August 25th, but I just got the box delivered.
Oh, I love that day.
So I've seen people do the big reveal where you're opening it up with the audience. So that's going to happen tomorrow night. So
awesome.
And this is Lauren's first time as an author. So she is now officially a Hay House author. So we're going to open it up together. And but you don't know me, Sonny, but you know me. Like my OCD is like, I got to get in that box. I got to get in that box. But I won't. I promise I won't. I'm not going to open it and look at it and retape it. So that's coming up. And we're going to be doing a webinar on the cards. You're going to see a lot of that happening because it's called the Mediumship Training Deck. Not an Oracle deck. It's for people that want to develop. It's 50 beautiful and beautiful illustrated cards from this wonderful artist. So that's coming up. And I keep coming up with new Zoom classes, keeping them affordable. And something else will be happening. A lot of people love my webinars. And I said, people like, can you do 12 of them? And I'm like, why not do a site? I'm giving you a little hint, guys. Think about that. You're going to be seeing that too. And just take it easy, everyone. Like I said, if you find yourself here, be careful of the news, everybody. All right. And just be safe. Follow what they're telling you to do, everybody. All right. And there's three kinds of people with this going on here. People that are extreme, where They're very, 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 very careful. They haven't come out of their house yet. All right. There's people in the middle. That's me, where I sanitize, put the mask on, wear it into the supermarket, wear it out. I don't congregate with a lot of people, just the people who I know what they've been doing. And then there's people that don't do anything. That's what I'm nervous about. Because look where you are, Sunny, in Arizona. All right. Arizona. That's all we're seeing is Arizona, Texas, and Florida, guys. All right. Just take care of yourself and just follow what you're doing. And I know what scares people is you don't see an ending. You don't see an ending. And I'll tell you this. I know for a fact it's going to end. And how do I know? Spirit tells me too. Stay connected to us. Stay connected to us. I know. And this is kind of weird. I don't know if you've ever done this, honey. Have you ever dreamt of seeing yourself in the dream? Now think about it. You see through your eyes, but have you ever saw yourself?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen myself twice as an old man. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. With white hair. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. If that's happening, then I'm going to be here.
And I'm going to be
which
alive.
Means the world's going to be here. You understand? Yeah. So, and I know it is too, because, you know, people, my buddy, Brian Weiss, there's future lives or future times already in the future that we're there. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's just that, I don't know, it's changing everything. And I know it's helping the planet right now. I know there's blue sky. I know you can see LA skyline. Sometimes people don't give a hell right now. I do. You understand? Right, right. But no, guys, please take care of yourself. And what are you going to do today for you, for your self-care? And please, please, please have your boundaries of what you let around you, who you let around you, and who you can talk to. And sometimes a friend is not a therapist. Sometimes it's okay to reach out to one. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Thank you very much, John, for joining us. So if you want to track John down, johnholland.com. Yeah.
Yep.
And I think there's more to come. I love that you're doing events. I think all of us, that's kind of where we've gone, is we're all going online because that's where we can go. So I appreciate you spending the time with all of us. Everybody loved you. There's all kinds of comments. So
thank you, guys.
I couldn't even read them.
And one last thing too, Sunny. Have you met David Kessler?
No.
Number one bereavement counselor. He was head of 3 palliative cares in California. Go to his site. It's easy. Grief.com. All right. Wow. There's footage there also. And look for the inspirational speakers, guys, on here. God knows, you know, and pull away from the computer too, though. All right. Mm-hmm. Pull away from it and look outside your outside world, because we don't even look at each other anymore, Sunny. Now we do because of Zoom and stuff. But try to get outdoors. But go to grief.com if you're having a hard time. Wonderful, wonderful man. And a lot of his videos, there's a lot of helpful advice there. And it's please reach out to somebody. Who you're thinking of them, Sunny. If someone's saying, I haven't heard from so-and-so, and that thought keeps coming back, that's your soul's way of saying, call that person. And then when you do call, they're going to be like, oh my God, I was just thinking of you. That's because your soul thoughts or their soul touched yours and they touched you, you know, whatever. All right. Yeah. Sunny, thank you for this too. I could talk to you. I miss you.
I miss you.
I stayed with you and I miss, you know, the whole team at Celebrate Your Life.
Yeah, we were supposed to be in Skamania in August together, and we were there last year on a boat,
right.
Yep. Hanging out. So that was a beautiful ride. So thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate it. Thanks all of you that have been joining us. If you want to join me, I'm here every weekday on Off the Cuff at 1:11 p.m. Pacific time, talking about all different types of conversations. It's off the cuff, so you never know what's going to happen. Thank you so much for joining. You can find me at sunnydonjohnston.com, johnholland@johnholland.com.
Thank you, Sunny. Bye.
Thanks, my friend.
Thank you so much for listening to Off the Cuff with SDJ. If you gained some knowledge, if you felt a connection, if you got some ahas or insight into this thing we call life, if you feel like you're a little more elevated than you were before you listened to this podcast, then please subscribe to this podcast. And if you're already signed up, please rate and review it. I'd greatly appreciate it. If you want to get more information about me and what I have to offer, go to my website, sunnydonjohnston.com. Thanks so much, my friend.